The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Discover a team that's always here to support you at All Care, taking care of communities across Ireland.
Another aspect of this is that there are a lot of people getting the vaccines, and we've heard that one of the most important things you can do to get your body ready for the vaccine is get enough sleep. And indeed, we've been hearing in general that sleep is crucial to the immune system. And of course, we're all about the immune system these days. So I'm joined now by Dr. Annie Curtis of the RCSI University of Medicine and Health Sciences. And Annie is a body clock expert. Good afternoon, Annie.
How are you doing, Brendan?
Now, people will have heard you talking about COVID, Annie, because you are an immunologist and geneticist. You actually worked with the great, incomparable Luke O'Neill for a good chunk of your early career, didn't you?
I certainly did, Brendan. That's where I got my immunology training. So I wear a couple of hats. But back in 2011, I spent 5 years with Luke, and I think we'll all agree he's really been an inspiration for Ireland and has really led the way in science communication. But one thing I would also say about Luke, and people don't understand, many people wouldn't even understand this, but you know, for us, the true measure of a great scientist is how many people he trains in his lab who then go on and devote their life to research. And you know, certainly Luke's record in this is second to none. There's a plethora of us all around both Ireland and the world who've trained in his lab, but then decided, you know, we wanted to do the same and we wanted to devote our lives to, you know, uncovering and picking some of these scientific questions. So I think that's a real testament to him as well.
Yeah, and fantastic. And you've set up your own sleep lab now, but you're not a sleep expert. You're a body clock expert, I gather. And like,
yes.
I think a lot of us think the body clock is kind of that it's a metaphor or something, but it's actually the body clock is a real thing. Is it? Will you explain it to us?
Yeah, the body clock is a real thing. The reason I say this, because I think sleep experts in Ireland would be rolling their eyes up to heaven if they heard me say that I was a sleep expert. No, I'm a body clock expert. And what the body clock does is it's all about timing, Brendan. It's all about when we do certain things. Now, our body clock exists in each of our cells, right? And our cells, just to give a bit of biology 101, you know, our cells are what make us up. You know, we have muscle cells, liver cells, kidney cells, brain cells. And in each of those cells, Brendan, we have a little timing mechanism. It's amazing. That allows that cell to tell the time of day. So we are doing certain things. Our physiologies are changing very much depending on the time of day. And that's been driven by our body clock. That's why most people associate body clock with sleep, because the sleep-wake cycle is kind of the most dominant 24-hour rhythm that we can see. You know, we all get tired in the evening time, and there's a reason for that, because our body clock starts producing this hormone called melatonin. And melatonin is the hormone of darkness, Brendan. So that really signals to our body that it's time for us to go to sleep. Now, lots of things happen when we sleep, and our body clock is doing all of that. And we can talk about what happens to our immune system, which is obviously very topical when we sleep and when we're awake, and why it's important that we sleep for our immune system. And then, you know, the next morning, our body clock starts to increase the hormone called cortisol. And that's the hormone that really, you know, is the thing that will get us up out of bed, Brendan, and get us to start.
Is that not stress? Cortisol, I associate with stress.
So that's an interesting thing. There's two aspects of cortisol, right? There's this natural rise in cortisol that gets us up in the morning, and it actually starts rising in our body before we even wake up. So we can measure this in individuals who are lying on the flat of their back and are sleeping. And we can see that around 5 or 6 a.m., this hormone is beginning to creep up. And it's creeping up to make sure that we have enough drive, you know, because it is a stress hormone as well. It's what goes up in fight or flight. But it goes up naturally in our body in the morning. But as you said, yes, stress then can increase cortisol, but that can happen at any time of the day. And that's a different mechanism to what our body clock is doing.
Gotcha. Listen, isn't it funny, right? You were talking all about that, about the cells and everything. And I'd say a year ago, I would have been here quietly panicking in my head going, oh my God, she's getting too sciencey, she's going to lose people. But I know that people are lapping it up now, because we're all science curious now. So listen.
We are, and that's amazing, Brendan. You know, we all have a much greater understanding of...
Yeah, and it's down to Luke and people like you, yeah.
of immunology and epidemiology as well. You know, my mother is telling me things about immunology, and she's kind of saying certain times that I'm wrong. So,
really?
So it's great.
Of course,
I think
a lot of people with time on their hands, Annie, to do their studies. And so, listen, with the body clock, then, like, there's a list of things here that the right sleeping rhythm will do for us. And like, it sounds like it's almost a superpower, really, when you look at everything it can do.
It is, Brendan. You know, if we think of, if there's anything we should all, if our listeners take away anything from today, it's to prioritize sleep. Now, I don't say get more sleep. I just say prioritize sleep. Make sleep a priority in your 24-hour cycle. Sleep holds the key, Brendan, to everything. It really does. And that's part of our body clock, because we need time to be active and we need time to rest. But like, we now know, and it's amazing, we now know that sleep increases our longevity, improves our memory, increases our creativity, right? Makes us look more appealing. Now, Brendan, you don't need that. Prevents
and neither
obesity.
Do you, Annie. Yeah.
Prevents obesity, reduces our risk of all these chronic inflammatory conditions, which are up on the rise, such as cancer, such as cardiovascular disease, such as diabetes, but also as well, sleep really tunes our immune system. It tunes our immune system in such a way that our immune system works better. And we can talk about what happens
what happens while we're asleep to tune up the immune system?
Yeah, so the thing to remember, Brendan, is that throughout the 24-hour cycle, right, our immune system is doing different things. Now, again, to give a bit of immunology 101, I think people wonder, what's the immune system? So, you know, people know about your digestive system and your cardiovascular system. The immune system is another system, and it's made up basically of cells. And I know you're not panicking now when I say this. It's made up of different types of cells that can fight infection, and other cells, say, for example, with a vaccine, will sort of go into a memory state such that, you know, when we are given the vaccine, these certain cells really create a snapshot of that vaccine. And that's what a vaccine is, right? It's a snapshot of the bug. It's a snapshot of COVID, such that our immune system then will create this memory of COVID, such that if we were to be infected by COVID, it's right and ready to respond appropriately.
Okay.
Now, what sleep does is, sleep helps us create that memory. So during the daytime, our immune system, it's really fighting, okay? Because obviously during the day, Brendan, we're much more likely to be subjected to a bug, okay? We're eating, you know, a lot of times we get infected through bugs that are tried to food that carry bugs, or, you know, we get injured. We breathe in, or we're in company of others. All of this is sounding very familiar to people now. We're much more likely to get an infection during the day. So our immune system is primed during the day to see that infection and to fight it. And for example, there's one type of immune cell called a natural killer cell. Isn't that a great word? Natural killer cell. These cells are increased in our body during the day to fight.
Okay.
But what sleep does, Brendan, is it creates memory. And we have these other type of immune cells that are out and about when we sleep. And we need a certain amount of sleep for this process to occur properly.
The updating of the filing system kind of happens while we're asleep, essentially, is it?
It is, Brenda. And that's what sleep does anyway, right? So
yeah.
I kind of think about sleep is like a gardener, right? Tending to its flower bed. And the flower bed is the brain, right? So what sleep does is it eliminates things that we don't need to remember, you know, kind of stuff that's just superficial. We don't need to keep it in our memory, right? Sleep does that. And at the same time, it also like really compresses and really digs deep and makes sure that we really memorize the things that are important.
I don't want to go off on
and
a tangent here.
And sleep does that for
Annie,
our immune system as well.
Okay, and not to go off on a tangent, but is that then, is dreaming that process of kind of sorting the stuff as well, yeah?
So we have two phases of sleep, right? Sort of the non-dreaming sleep, okay, and then the dreaming sleep. The non-dreaming sleep tends to do the sorting, right? You know, don't need to remember that. Don't need to bother with that. Don't need to remember his name. You know, that stuff, right? That's the non-REM. But the REM, the dreaming, that's where the really good stuff happens, Brendan. You know, when we dream, that's where we decide what we're going to keep, right? But also it bolsters our creativity because we start taking memories that we're going to keep and sort of collide them against other memories, right, that we've already kept.
Yeah.
And that allows us to be really creative. Like the reason why we are the species that we are is because we actually consume a lot of dreaming sleep, a lot of this REM sleep. If we look at primates, the proportion of time that they spend in dreaming sleep is much less than what we do. Our dreaming sleep sticks out like a sore thumb when we look at our sleep patterns to our ancestors.
Okay, fascinating.
So really sleep and REM sleep. And the interesting thing, Brendan, though, is that, well, first of all, listeners are not going to be happy with this, but the one thing that kills REM sleep is alcohol consumption. I know. So that's never great for your REM sleep. That really prevents your REM sleep. Second of all, we consume more REM sleep at the second half of our night. Okay. So that's why if you don't get enough sleep, Brendan, you know, you start off and you're more in the non-dreaming sleep, okay, and that chucks along. If you cut your sleep short, let's say you only get 5 hours, you only get 6 hours, you're really cutting short the juicy sleep, the REM sleep that we really need.
The quality stuff. Listen, I could talk to you all day about various aspects of this, but if we bring it down to earth a little bit for people now. So basically, everybody is asking two questions. Well, one question seems to be a lot of people saying that they're night workers and the body clock is broken. How do they fix it? In general, people saying, look, they're not getting good sleep at the moment. And have you got specific tips? And you do, I know. So there's kind of, you have three categories here: light aware, food aware, and sleep aware. So let's talk about light aware first.
Yeah, so obviously people are thinking about sleep at the moment. Now, it's a funny one, though, Brendan, right? Because the studies have been done. They haven't been done in Ireland, right? There's a funny thing going on in lockdown, okay? People are actually getting more sleep, right? And that's probably because we're not being driven by the demands of the alarm clock in the morning as much as we were, right? But the quality of the sleep that we're getting is decreasing. And I think Emily Brontë said, a ruffled mind makes a restless pillow. And that's very true. When we're anxious, okay, maybe we might fall asleep, but the quality, that real restorative sleep is lessened. So yes, certainly what I think, when I think about sleep, what I do say to people is, don't just think about sleep in terms of what you're doing 2 hours before sleep, okay? Think about preparing for sleep over the full 16 hours that you've been awake, okay, beforehand. Think about regularity. And I'm telling you now, Brendan, regularity is the key.
Okay? Yeah, okay.
We are species that crave regularity. So try to go to bed at the same time during the week as you do at the weekend, okay?
Yeah.
Try to get up at the same time as well. Set your alarm clock, not for when to get up, but for when to go to sleep. You see? And then you'll ensure that you'll get sufficient sleep. Now, there is truth to the old adage, you know, 2 hours before midnight is worth, or an hour before midnight is worth 2 hours afterwards in terms of sleep. We are programmed to go to sleep at about 10 or 11, even probably earlier. Like, there's a reason why it's called midnight, right?
Yeah.
Midnight,
okay.
It's never the middle of our night. We should be going to bed a couple of hours after sun goes down.
Yeah, but you see, nobody told Netflix or nobody told the sleep clock about Netflix, which can artificially keep you going like half the night.
Well, that's the thing. And the CEO of Netflix said his biggest competitor is sleep. You know, we're not consuming anything when we're asleep. We're not looking at advertisements. We're not looking at social media. You know, all these platforms and the people who run these platforms are, what they're trying to do is they're trying to keep our attention. The longer we stay awake, Brendan, the more times we'll look at ads or buy something on the internet. And that's business for them.
Okay, and so keep it regular would be the main tip there, but not keep it regular from bedtime. Keep it regular all day. Annie, we'll definitely have you back. People absolutely loved that, and I wish we had more time, but we might talk about this again. Thank you very much, Dr. Annie Curtis, and let's take a break.
Email brendan@rte.ie.